This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, hour number two. Kevin Flynn, Todd Mitchell in for Scott Hennon, who is on assignment today. Better Business Roundtable at the bottom of the hour. We're going to talk to four different business experts, banking, law, consulting, and accounting. We do that once a month with our Better Business Roundtable. Our main man, Greg Berg, going to slide in here and chat with the guys. That'll come up at the bottom of the hour. We're brought to you by our friends at UMary. Tell you what, if you're thinking about giving a gift, birthday, whatever, someone you love, the gift of education, my friend. What they do, they make it flexible and affordable. You can complete a bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, tailor your skills with a certificate, earn your degree through UMary on your schedule. Learn more online at umary.edu. And when you're ready to apply, if you use the promo code SCOTT, S-C-O-T-T, you waive your application fee. So very good. And if you got somebody that, you know, maybe a senior that graduated a couple of years ago and was going to take a year off, kind of try and maybe took the year or two off and thinking about maybe wanting to go back, what an easy option that would be. Get them online, start online, and go from there. UMary, great, amazing nursing program as well. And if you're hungry today, I can tell you that PetroServe USA has got you covered. Homemade, from scratch. Then you can grab it and go. Valley City's got hot beef sandwich or chicken pot pie today. Harwood's got the bacon cheeseburger hot dish that they're famous for. West Main Avenue in West Fargo, chicken tenders with mac and cheese or meatloaf today. Serving up Sloppy Joe's on 12th Avenue in Fargo. NP Avenue in Fargo's got the tater tot hot dish, world famous. Salisbury Steak in Glendon and Yulin. And Yulin's adding tacos to their Salisbury Steak today as well. Always get the 4 for $4, too, at PetroServe USA. Helping America fuel better. Home cooking, grab and go convenience. Tell them we sent you. Trying to get, and I'm seeing if our super producer, Chris Larson, efforting, just want to have a quick chat with Ron Ness. A couple of texts came in. And I heard this when Ron was on, and I want to. And one text says, only 34 wells operating in North Dakota? That can't be correct. I work in the oil field and see more than that pumping. I believe Ron's number was 34. Down from, wasn't it? Down from 200 and some, but trying to get a hold of him.
Well, actually, if you look at our little Slack thing, I've already heard from him. As a matter of fact, there's 33 rigs drilling new wells each day today.
Okay. So, I see it here. Okay, a few facts here. North Dakota has more than 17,000 producing oil wells, which produce about 1.1 million barrels of oil per day and 3 billion cubic feet of natural gas. At peak, we were at 1.5 million barrels of oil per day. Today, we have 33 rigs drilling new wells each day. That's what grow production and is new investment. 2 years ago, we had 55 rigs and production was growing. So, to grow Bakken production, Ron says, we need policies that support more oil activity, not ones that stop it. The Biden admin has done, but could change that direction today, and we need to push President and Congress urging Wall Street and investment firms to support and finance the growth of our fossil fuels, according to Financing for Growth is Essential, truly. And we also need workers to fill the great job opportunities. So, there you go. And Ron is standing. See that, Daniel? Ron has got a couple of minutes. I'd just like to talk to him about this. I just think it's worth bringing up, obviously, with the president saying that we just got to blame Vladimir Putin on our high gas prices. It's nothing to do with us. We didn't do any of it. So there you go. The number 800-228-0550. We got some open phones to the bottom of the hour. And then the Better Business Roundtable takes over at the bottom of the hour. Flagpole Jim. Oh, we have Ron? Well, I tell you what, let's get to Ron quick. Okay, patch him through. And I just got a couple questions for Ron, and then we're going to talk to Jim the Flagpole guy. Black Bull Jim is on. He's in the Freedom Convoy in D.C. Is Ron there?
I am here. Good morning, guys.
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic.
So a couple of our texts in with this morning, the tipping point was Biden yesterday saying that basically Putin's responsible for the gas prices. How do you respond to that?
Well, if you look at what was happening prior to gas prices, it's been going up for quite a while. They haven't just gone up the past few weeks. Certainly, the tightness of supply and demand, we all knew coming out of COVID there was going to be a tightening as more of us are out driving and consuming
right.
energy. And meanwhile, Kevin, is there any question that they have made it a policy to basically do whatever they possibly can to stymie oil, gas, and coal since they started office? I don't think any American believes that they didn't, and that's why we know where to point the finger. And the Putin situation is awful. It's a tragedy, but it really could have been Iraq. It could have been Iran. It could have been any world event. When you've got a tightened supply and demand and you throw some world crisis situation in the middle,
Mm-hmm.
What are you going to get? You're going to get
what?
More people that want gasoline than what we have available, and we have just done whatever we can to try and stop it, block it. So this is fixable.
One question we got, Ron, it's people like Harold Hamm that don't want to produce more oil because it will drive prices down. What's your take on that?
Does anybody know a farmer that when wheat prices is $8-$10 a bushel, they don't want to produce another bushel of wheat? I will absolutely guarantee you Harold Hamm is trying to produce
exactly.
every barrel of oil he can today. I mean, these folks are no different than you or I would be, whether we're trying to catch big walleyes on the river today, or we want to catch another one, or we just don't want to catch them. So you want to make hay when the sun is shining, but more importantly, that's your sole focus. That's how you return value to your company. That's what your company is driven to do. But again, you know, everything has trended towards Wall Street. Don't get out over your skis. You got to just stay within your skis, because, you know, we really don't want to fund growth.
Right.
We want to fund you within your capital expenditures. Now, I hope everybody's trying to reassess. Is that we actually just sent out a call. We were having a call with Senator Hovind and Cramer and the Minneapolis Federal Reserve President Neel Kashkari on Friday, all about, you know, what can be done to, again, urge Wall Street and the investment firms to free up capital.
Right. That's got to happen.
And
we
have more workers to make any of this happen.
Right.
We really, truly, everybody needs workers, but we're finding it extremely challenging to ramp up with workforce. So,
one last question for you, Ron. Texter says, ask about ESG, what that stands for, and if you are for or against its regulations in the state of North Dakota.
Environmental social governance is a new paradigm by the investment firms that basically determine whether you are going to get financed or not. Are you following the environmental and social governance standards? There is no regulation. This is a step that's been put in place by Wall Street investment firms taking, you know, trillions of dollars off the market for oil and gas because of environmentally concerns about oil and gas. Again, all of this leads to what I'm discussing is the access
right.
to capital allows you to grow. You can't grow more bushels of wheat if you can't get a loan or you can't find financing to provide your inputs, and it's no different than oil and gas.
Boy, the more I hear this, thanks, Ron, for your time.
Price takers, yep. not price makers. So,
thank you, Kevin. All right, Ron, thank you, sir. Ron Ness, president of the North Dakota Petroleum Council, clearing up a couple of questions for us. The ESG thing to me, Todd, just sounds like more environmental terrorism. But they're, you know, all they're doing is just affecting the people that are going to invest in oil and gas and saying, well, you know, no, now you got to do this. And if you didn't think that comes from this administration, think again. So how's that helping? I would ask, how is the ESG standards, how is that helping? Anything when it cuts off funding and it cuts off exploration money. I just boggles my mind. Jim, the flagpole guy, has been with the Freedom Convoy since they left Minot. Are you still with them, brother? How are you doing? What's going on?
Well, good morning, Kevin. Good morning, everybody. So basically, no, we left last night. And to summarize real quick, you know, a million people stood on overpasses all over the United States, farm fields, rooftops, and rooted on the Freedom Convoy to go to Washington and bring their voice of displeasure and sadness for this government. You've been discussing all morning the weird sadness of our president, our vice president, this ESG. I'm thinking if I were to, I probably have a different opinion now than I did a week ago. That, you know, there's a lot of foreign investment, and there's people out there that think America should be brought down. Rush Limbaugh talked about it all the time, that we're too big.
Yep.
You got these foreign investors, and they're going to do anything to knock us down. Okay, so while we're in into Washington, D.C., it's a madness. It's madness.
All right, Jim, hang on a second. We're going to take a quick break. I want to get back on the other side of the break and just get a recap of what you see.
You have a chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a will, a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call him at 701-318-0908. 318-0908 or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
Did you have COVID? Are you still wrestling with brain fog, migraines, or fatigue? Listen up. Patients are having help with these issues thanks to Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, now open on 25th Street South in Fargo. Sports injuries are another area patients are getting help, especially from concussions. The anti-inflammatory effect of hyperbaric oxygen treatment can help with many issues. The initial exam is free at Swanson Hyperbarics. Go to swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more information. Ask about the Hawkett, an infrared ozone sauna that also helps reduce inflammation and can naturally help relieve pain. And patients also mention how well they sleep after this treatment. Call 701-929-3930 or online at swansonhyperbarics.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind. Lines open, 800-228-0550. Next segment before we get into our Better Business Roundtable that we do once a month here at the bottom of the hour. A couple of good texts in, too, 701-237-1590. Says, hey, Kevin and Todd, I do not feel safe. Haven't felt safe since he got in office. The fact that we're letting this person, these people, run our country is absolutely absurd. If I ran my business that way.
Can we get a safe space, too,
yeah,
then?
I ran my business that way.
Where's our safe space?
did my job. That way I'd be fired in a minute for what's going on here. Truly.
No kidding.
Another one. Would you please give Todd a high five? He plays the best oldies on Saturday. Thank you, Todd.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This guy knows his music. Come on. Let's see here. Another one. ESG is a leftist takeover of the corporate world led by the World Economic Forum and real-life Bond villain Klaus Schwab. You know, the more I read about the Great Reset, I'm in the middle of listening to Glenn Beck's new book with this World Economic Forum. And when we brought that up, when the texter brought that up to Ron, that's exactly what I thought about. You've got to learn more about Klaus Schwab, what the World Economic Forum is about, what they want to do, the taking the world digital. I mean, it's a lot of nefarious, not good things that, and we're seeing this. All of a sudden, if you don't pass some environmental safety, whatever guideline or standard, now you can't get money to do what you do. Well, I understand that, but let's be reasonable. And none of this is reasonable. Another texter says, Ron danced away from answering the ESG question. What is the position? He did not dance away from that. He said over and over again that it's ridiculous, that it's keeping capital from producers, and that's not good. That's not good. So he did not. I didn't think he danced away from it. I thought he answered it. That I took away from it. If ESG is limiting capital to our oil producers, then why are the representatives in our state pushing ESG standards from the governor to our representatives in Washington? Not sure. Worth asking, though. I'll ask next time we get Kramer on about this. I'm learning more about it every day. And let's see, what was the other one? Oh, that's what we got. So text 701 237 1590. I want to get back to Jim the Flagpole guy, just left D.C. How was it? Do you think anybody noticed? Jim, do you think any of the lawmakers took note of what was going on?
I think they noticed yesterday.
Good.
Well, first of all, I'm realizing that the majority of Americans aren't noticing, but a million people sent us there. Okay. So they made their seventh trip around D.C. yesterday, and they're trying not to clog up the arteries and make life hard for people. But yesterday, they decided on their seventh trip that we would go not around on the Beltway, but we'd cut up the gut right behind the White House.
Okay.
And it's like a four-laner, you know.
Yep.
And they informed the police, okay, this is our route today. So we get there in the police department, at every exit they shut her down. They wouldn't let anybody get off. And that's not only us truckers, which we weren't going to, you know, we weren't going to make trouble. We were just going to go on that four lane and get back on the 395 and come around and head out. Well, the police shut off all the exits. And the cars, the locals couldn't get off. Oh, I talked about some mad people. Oh, my goodness. One guy. So we're all just sitting there. It's gridlocked because nobody can get off. And this four-wheeler car was kind of quiet. You know, they're able to roll the window down and listen. There was a gentleman screaming at the police, "I'm not part of the convoy. I want off this exit. I got to go get my kids," you know. And the cop's like, "Nope." And it made zero sense. So it actually helped the convoy. We were all like, because it made the news. You could go on and search the news around the D.C. area. That's about all. But it got a lot of attention in D.C. yesterday. And now they're going to do it again. One thing, though, is one of the coordinators met with the chief of police on Sunday, and they had a lunch and a nice time, and he's reaching them for Jesus Christ. And we're praying that the chief of police will understand that the people out away from D.C. are not the people that they're being portrayed to be.
Right.
And that's really what has to happen, is that culture has to change. That whole culture in D.C. is very anti-American. And not everybody, but a majority of them in there, they're all on their, you know, they're making their D.C. bucks. They're all getting government, you know, they got government jobs.
Yep.
So We have to pray for America, and then we really have to push the convention of the state. And I know North Dakota already voted and they're on board. But if you have friends or family in other states, they really need to penetrate their state government and push for the convention of the state. We have 18 out of 34. We need to get 34 states on board to create the convention of the state. And when you listen to it, you got to research. It's not going to blow the Constitution up. There are parameters. Our founding fathers put the convention of the states option on the table for federal government that turned tyrannical. And that's bottom line. My summary is trust nothing, do your research, and go convention of the state. Otherwise, I felt like meeting with Senator Hoeven and Senator Kramer. We got the standard town hall radio answers. Yep. We've got to get the majority. What are you doing to fight for the actual election fraud? Well, that's the state. Well, what are you doing to encourage the states? You know, and it's just generic answers. I feel like they don't have any power. Kelly Strong wouldn't even hear us. So I don't really know exactly where he stands, but I signed up for his newsletter. But Kelly Armstrong doesn't seem to be on board or care that the Freedom Convoy. But all of the government officials there should understand there are millions of people praying and the million people turning to God. And that's going to be something. So look out.
All right, Jim. Great to talk to you, brother. Thanks for covering that thing for us, and keep the faith. And we'll talk soon again. Keep those flagpoles going, buddy.
Yes, sir. Thank you. God bless you. God bless America. May America bless God.
Amen to that, brother. Thank you, Jim, the flagpole guy, heading back from D.C. You know, and I've thought that and known that for the majority. You know, you'll hear Democrats say, "This is what the American people want." The American people have spoken. The American people, well, which American people and how many of them? Because they never, you know, they never say, you know, and...
The American people they want to listen to. It's selective hearing.
And I'm not a party guy, but any decent, conservative-minded, common-sense human being would go, well, the majority of people, and we work on majorities, don't we? I know we're a republic, but we work on majorities. So the majority, and there's no way that 80 million people voted for this. The majority did not. But we're dealing with a lot of really loud mouths that get cameras and microphones, and we can't seem to do anything about that. But Gene is in Berea. Gene, who runs our government? Well, you got 30 seconds. Shoot, go.
I'm saying we have no longer have a democracy. We don't have a republic. What is going on now is fascism.
Well, there's some truth to that. I think we do have a republic, Gene. I just don't think that it's on full display as it should be right now. Great point. All right, Better Business Roundtable
Let's
coming
go to
up.
Norway. My name is Carol Juven. I've been in Norway 179 times, and I'm inviting you to join us on tour in beautiful Norway for one of our 5 escorted beautiful tours of Norway. We will even assist you with your ties to Norway. If it is from Norway, we will find the family for you. The Best of Norway Tour, Scandinavia, Denmark, Sweden, and Norway. Norway Luxury Tour 1, Norway Luxury Tour number 2, and Southern Norway, the World War II exhibits. Enjoy hundreds of waterfalls and fjords, all settled in the beautiful mountains of Norway. We don't just tour Norway, we meet the people. Call today 1-800-343-0093. Space is limited. 800-343-0093. Online at juventours.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Russian President Vladimir Putin signed a law Monday that would give Russian airlines the ability to seize foreign-owned airplanes so they can be redeployed for domestic flights amid crippling sanctions that have negatively impacted Russia's aviation industry. An editor at Russia's propaganda TV news agency said she's had enough of the lies. During the national broadcast Monday, she went on set and held a sign that read in English, "No war, Russians against the war." In Russian, it read, "Stop the war, do not believe propaganda, they tell you lies here." United Nations Secretary Antonio Guterres on Monday.
The prospect of nuclear conflict, once unthinkable, is now back within the realm of possibility. It's time to stop the horror unleashed on the people of Ukraine and get on the path of diplomacy and peace.
USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. We're having a great Tuesday so far. Kevin Flint, Todd Mitchell, and for Scotty today on vacation. He's actually on a working vacation. I think we're saying he's on assignment. Brought to you by our friends at Swanson Hyperbarics in Fargo. 3541 25th Street South. There's a brand new clinic open in Fargo. If you have not learned about hyperbarics and the treatments that it allows and does, I mean, if you've had an injury, it stimulates healing. If you've had an infection, it treats it. It improves the immune system. There's also with the concussion protocols. I've never, being a long, long time scuba diver, thank goodness, I've never gotten bent, they call it, where you get the bends that you have to live in a hyperbaric chamber. But that's how we bring people back that are suffering from the bends. And it's never good. The community found from treating scuba divers was, wow, this really works for a lot of other things. So if you want more information, go to SwansonHyperbarics.com. SwansonHyperbarics.com. You can get the info there. Read all about the reviews and stuff. There's testimonials on there as well. Call with any questions you have. And Scotty was over there a couple weeks ago. Really amazing stuff. He's been doing some treatments there for some things he's got. 701-929-3930. It's the number, 701-929-3930, 3541 25th Street South in Fargo, opening at 8 a.m. Monday through Friday. It's Swanson Hyperbarics. Tell them the Need to Know Morning Show and the What's on Your Mind crew sent you. Great people. Really great people. Amazing. All right, it's time. Where's our, where's the walk-in music for the guys? There it is. There we go. I love it when my mouse doesn't work, Greg. It's time for the better
going on there.
The Better Business Roundtable is on. I'm sitting here and I get overrun by a bunch of guys come walking in here. But here we are. Greg Bird is joining us for the Better Business Roundtable with our usual suspects. Morning, G-Man. How are you?
Yes, good morning, Kevin. Thank you very much. Well, welcome back, everybody, for the Better Business Roundtable. We're joined each month by a team of experts that help businesses sort through all the challenges they're facing while owning and running a company. We're joined by Kelly Schwaderoff of High Point Networks, Chad Flanagan with Ide Bailey, Dan Stoller from Starion Bank, and Tyler Leverington with Onstead Twitchell. Good morning, members of the roundtable. Welcome, and thanks for coming back.
Morning.
Morning, morning, Greg.
All right. So today we're talking about being more deliberate in personnel hiring and promotion. How do you weigh experience against fresh ideas and new viewpoints? Tyler, we'll start with you on this one. When we were talking about this topic, it seemed like you guys all had very particular viewpoints, some slightly different than others, but that big one is, how do you weigh whether you want to hire experience or you want to hire somebody with fresh ideas?
Yeah, I think there's a ton of factors and variables that go into that question. It seems like such a simple question, but there's so many layers to it. And I think in part it depends on what your team is currently consisted of. You know, is this role, is this person stepping into a team where there's going to be a ton of experience around them, and this is somebody that you want to learn from the people that you currently have? Or is this a situation where maybe you had somebody leave, an unexpected retirement, and you need someone who can step in and do the job now. So there's a ton of variables to go into it, but I think you really have to look at your team that's going to be around this person or position when you're identifying what you need to fill it with.
To that?
I think one other thing we talked about was just how, you know, it is good to get fresh ideas. It is good to bring somebody with experience in other industries, other places. If you tend to recruit and train and develop your people, you get groupthink, and you only know your way. And so it is good to find an experienced hire if you can do that. It's not so easy to do that right now, but even somebody who's changing course in their career wants to try something new, you can find some real assets out there in that way.
And Dan, it's getting more challenging to hire right now, isn't it?
It really is. And to answer the previous question, from our perspective, it's really about defining the job that you're the position. You know, as an organization, have we clearly defined what we're looking for? Maybe we're looking for somebody with new ideas. Maybe we're looking for somebody just to plug right into a position where we already know what needs to happen. So it really depends on have we clearly defined what that position is going to entail and what our expectations are of the person in that position. If we start there and build that foundation, I think the hiring decision becomes a lot easier. But yes, it's getting harder and harder to find experienced employees both in the marketplace and outside of the marketplace.
Kelly, when you guys are looking, and obviously you guys are always looking for good people, how do you guys look at this? What's your viewpoint on it?
Yeah, I mean, I love this topic of hiring because, you know, I think when the organization is bringing on new people, I think there's a certain excitement that goes around, you know, the growth idea of bringing people on. So I think I love the topic in general, but, you know, we've had success in bringing in your real experienced people. We've had success bringing in maybe you're not so experienced people, and I think you could have wins around both ends of that. But I think what Tyler said, it kind of depends on how quickly you want the person to hit the ground running and be productive in whatever role that is, right? You know, I like the idea of having a culture of always building a bench of talent too, you know, and always be looking for that really green type of talent that you can mold and develop into your kind of your long term player. I think that's a good play too.
Go ahead.
I think something that builds off that point of finding people that you can develop and mold the way you want to, but also touches on what we've been talking about with how hard it is to find really good people right now. I think a lot of business owners are having to get a lot more creative about who they're hiring. So don't necessarily pigeon yourself to somebody who has experience or somebody who's trained in this specific job that you're hiring them for, especially if it is somebody that you've got mentors for and who can learn and be molded over time. You know, in my business, if I find somebody who's got a really high attention to detail, who's got a great work ethic, who wants to learn, and who's great with clients, I don't care what the rest of their background is. If you can get me those four things, we can teach you the rest. And I think a lot of business owners are either starting to look at it that way or need to start looking at it that way if you're going to find good people in the labor market like the one we've currently got.
And you guys talked about depth a little bit and building a bench. Chad, if you're going to be able to promote from within, you've got to have somebody in place ready to take over some of the roles of the person you're promoting.
Yeah, and this is probably going to turn into a recruiting session here. Let's get some calls. We need to find some good people. But, no, Greg, that's a good point. I think the last few years, so many companies are in this mode of just overhire. Let's build that bench. Let's get them ready. Let's get people ramped up, ready to go to meet demand that's around the corner. And we're no exception at Ide Bailey. We had 40 interns and new starts starting in Fargo in January. And they are a huge help. It's a great opportunity. I suggest that all of you, if you're not already doing internships, take a look at that. That I know the Chamber is really launching a few initiatives to get more programs, and it's great for the universities, great for the companies, and has been a feeder for us for 100 years.
And, team Dan, it kind of comes down to what does your team currently look like? And that will help you decide, are you looking for experience? Are you looking for depth? Are you looking for fresh or new or different ideas?
Right. It comes down to a hiring strategy. You know, does your organization have a strategy, or are you just hiring to fill a position? And at Starting Bank, we've taken a strategy. We've prescribed to the entrepreneurial operating system that you might find in Gino Wickman's book, The Traction. If you read Traction, you'll find some great ideas there about how to hire and what your strategies are. You know, do you have the right people in the right seats, or one of the philosophies? Are we just hiring to hire? There's some real risk, and I know a lot of businesses are doing it now. They're saying, hey, we just need to build a staff. There's some real risk in getting the wrong people in the wrong seats or the right people in the wrong seats. And so, you know, we take a real deliberate approach, and I recommend it to my clients. Don't just grow people to grow people. Have a strategy. Know what you're actually looking for in your employee base and hire around that. And, you know, we ask three questions. You know, do they get it? Do they want it? And do they have the capacity to do it? If the answer to any of those is no, you probably have the wrong person.
Ooh, I like that.
Yeah, exactly.
Put that on a T-shirt, Dan.
But that also means, Dan, you are paying attention as you hire them to make sure they fit in that position, and maybe they should be slightly in a different position for the company.
Correct. We started with a foundation where we basically looked at every employee in our system and said, do we have the right person in the right place? And most of the time, 95% of the time, you probably do. But that 5% can be, you know, pretty costly to an organization. And so it's hard questions to ask, but we ask those questions in the interview process, too, because we want to make sure bringing somebody in that we've got the right people.
All right, Kelly, when you guys are looking, obviously you've got a variety of positions you guys are looking for, but technology is one of those areas where you've got to have some at least basic skills to be able to be in that industry.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, before I answer that, I want to just comment on what Dan was saying. If another plug for the entrepreneurial operating system, EOS, we also follow that methodology. And I think for anybody that's a small business owner and really wants to scale, I think having some sort of framework to scale, I think is that's a good one. But anyway, on your question, yeah, I mean, in the technical aspects of engineering, yeah, it's pretty much require that we have some experience, some formal training in that technical aspect, right? But when you get into like project management and, you know, many, many other support roles, yeah, I mean, I think Dan said this too, or maybe it's Tyler, but as long as they have a good attitude, they can demonstrate that they have the ability to learn, you know, the factors that maybe are your core values, if you can assess those, man, it really doesn't matter what industry they come from or what their previous career was. You know, we give people a shot in those instances.
Go ahead, Tyler.
Yeah, and Chad mentioned the internships, and I know business owners who we've had the discussion on internships, and the thought is, man, we are so busy right now, and I don't know if I've got time to have somebody hold an intern's hand. You know, having an intern is more work. But that's short-sighted, because I tell you what, we use interns, at kind of all levels of our organization, and we view it as a 3-month interview both ways. You know, you're already putting the time into hiring people.
Right.
Well, an internship is an opportunity to have somebody in your office, in your business for 3 months. You're probably not paying them an exorbitant amount of money, but you get to see what type of work they do. Do they fit in your culture? Are they somebody who's willing to learn and is going to be a team player? Those are things that you can kind of get a sense of in an interview, and someone might look great on paper. But, man, the opportunity to have somebody in your business for 3 months and then say, yes, I want this person to be here for the long term, or, hey, nice kid, doesn't quite fit our culture. That's incredibly valuable, even if there is little hand-holding involved.
Makes sense. We've got to take a break. We'll be back with more on the Better Business Roundtable here on What's on Your Mind.
Brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. That's home cooking and grab-and-go convenience. Check out the 4 for $4. Personal pan pizza, couple of cookies, 20-ounce pop. $4 every day, all day at PetroServe USA.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End of year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at HighPlainsApache.com.
Hi, this is Andy Murnock with Piper's Auctioneers, your equipment auction team that gets results. There's never been a better time to turn iron into cash. Piper's Equipment Auction Team is prepared to offer a free market analysis of your assets and provide uncomparable options for you, whether it's a private on-farm auction, a timed online-only auction, or consignment in any one of Piper's regional equipment auctions throughout North and South Dakota. Contact Piper's Auctioneers at 701-523-7366 to discuss your Piper's exclusive equipment auction for 2022, or log on to Piper's.com for all upcoming auctions.
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail, we had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann Buick GMC.com and the Strip in Mandan. Taking orders for the new 2022 Sierra 1500s. Yep, they've improved them once again. New Buicks and GMCs are arriving daily in over 75 pre-owned trucks and SUVs are all there. Clearly marked price to sell all makes and models, and most come with Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty at no extra cost, just to give you peace of mind. Shop, click, drive, find out more. SchwannBuickGMC.com.
Welcome back to What's on Your Mind, the Better Business Roundtable with our exclusive group of guests. Now, we were talking a little bit about internships before the break, and we wanted to circle back around to that. And, Chad, there are a couple things in the off mic that we talked about. Internships and the value and how different companies can use them, because some companies aren't used to having interns. And then we talked off mic a little bit about the success rate of interns.
Yeah, I think it's something that our industry has embraced a long time ago, and we're so fortunate to have the universities we have in this area. We have a lot of good students. I know that's not going to, you know, for Tyler and I think our industries have used them a lot, but Kelly, you said certain parts of your business, sales and engineering, I think you said. So So I think that's the challenge, is find where you think you could plug somebody in. It gives them a great experience. It gives you an option to see that person in action. We were talking a little bit about, you know, I think our success rate with that is probably over 50%. And sometimes it's the student that says, you know, I don't think this is for me.
They figured out they're not an accountant. Yeah. They want to go do something else.
Yep, and better to learn now than to go through all the steps. So it's been a win-win. I think it's the work. I just had breakfast with all the interns a couple days ago or late last week, and they're having a good experience. They're surprised how productive they immediately are. I think they assume that they're not going to be able to be efficient right away, and they absolutely help from day one.
Well, can I ask a quick question, guys? Speaking of interns, back in the day, we didn't have to pay interns. I mean, they had to be getting college credit or some credit for their work effort, but is there such thing as an unpaid intern anymore with the current, the way that it is? Or do you have to pay them? Or what's the current status of that?
Yeah, I mean, for us, I don't think we've ever had an unpaid internship. I think we've always paid them because, you know, I think in this economy, I think you just have to.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
But on the topic of interns, you know, if you're new to having an internship program in your company, I think you gotta maybe seek out a little help and be a little thoughtful with it, because when we first started having interns in our teams, you gotta do more with them than just kind of bring them in and think that they're just one of the team. Right?
Yeah.
There's gotta be some more mentorship. There's gotta be a program around it, so it's a good experience for them as well.
Let's stick them in the mailroom.
You got to be strategic, Dan and Tyler.
Right. When I was in school 25-plus years ago, my internship was unpaid. The expectations are different now in that it's not really a guided tour of your business anymore. You know, Chad, you expect your interns to come in and be productive during the tax season and actually spit out some work.
Right.
So I think the expectations of internships have changed a little bit, too, because it is an ongoing interview. We do expect you to produce. So those jobs are paid. They're probably not paid what you might hire a full-time person for, but again,
right.
The students are getting college credit,
right.
Great experience along the way.
Right. And, you know, I think another benefit of them being paid is internships are recruiting for your business. And when your intern goes back to the classroom that they're in or wherever they're going, they're going to talk to their friends and other people who are probably in the same industry and say, hey, I'm interning at this place. Not only is it a really cool place to work, and I'm actually getting to do some meaningful work, which is really cool, but they're paying me really well, too. And now all of a sudden you kind of get this buzz going around younger folks who are the people who you're trying to target as your pool of future potential employees.
A company's got to remember that it's a trial run for both.
Yeah.
Trial run for the employee. And
for the parents and students maybe out there that are listening, it is the easy button for employers when it comes to hiring. You know, by and large, we hire most of those interns back at some point with a full-time job.
Yeah, that's on our end. I would say, I don't have any numbers in front of me, but shooting from the hip, I'd say 75% probably get full-time job offers at the conclusion of their summer with us.
And part of the reason is the familiarity of that person with the company and vice versa.
Yeah, I think it's twofold. It's on the one hand, we're intentional about trying to attract and hire the best folks for internships to begin with. But then even after that, when we're sitting around having a discussion saying, okay, we want to bring on three new attorneys next fall. We've got this individual who was good. Do we want to go with the known commodity that we know is going to be a fit for our culture? Or do we want to roll the dice and look at a couple pieces of paper, resumes, and hope that maybe one of them ends up being a better fit?
All right. Once around the table with each of you on the challenge of hiring experience, because there's higher cost, there's predetermined challenges that they have done elsewhere. So, Dan, start with you. What do you look at when you're looking at hiring experience?
If an experienced person fits the job description, fits what we're looking for, and we go through that interview process, do they get it, do they want it, do they have the capacity to do it, it's great. There are some challenges, and that's they come in with preconceived notions on how we do business, and everybody does business just a little bit different. Can you change the stripes on the zebra or not? So,
Kelly, would you add anything to that?
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're hiring the experienced person, I think you got to utilize some different methods than your traditional interviewing methods. In other words, take them out for dinner, spend more time with them, because you got to peel the onion a little bit more than just that regular interview.
All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen. We've enjoyed this one. Thank our guests on a Better Business Roundtable this month. Tyler Leverington, shareholder and business and corporate attorney at Onsted Twitchell, Dan Stoller with Starion, Chad Flanagan with I. Bailey, and Kelly Slaughteroff.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
We're Kind of Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.